Episode 7, Integrated Packages. Last week said we were going to talk about these. What is an integrated package? Basically, software that will do many tasks, all within the same software. Packages like Text Help, Read and Write, Microsoft Office 365, Google, G Suite, and App Writer. These I would consider integrated packages because they have many tools which are all in the same family. I love Microsoft Office and the fact that you can actually work continuously on the same email, send a Word document within that email, have it come back to you, have all the comments and reviews accessed on it, or even make your own, and then send it back to the colleague that you're colleaguing with. The same applies for Google Docs as well. There are many, many different kinds of integrated packages out there. How does this work with assistive technology? Well, one of the biggest things about assistive technology is its ability to interface with standard packages. And that is what will happen in packages like Office 365, Google G Suite, where you can have voice typing going into the package. In Microsoft Office, there's Dictate. In terms of word prediction, then App Writer stands high on my list as being a tool that could go across all of these things. And so all the tools that we've been talking about in the previous 6 episodes are combined into just one particular type of software package, whether it's Google, whether it's Microsoft, or some other package like TextHelp or App Writer. They all have this feature of being able to integrate the software. Now, consider that linked to the cloud, and therefore you have a huge potential for sharing information. But as a colleague recently pointed out to me, not all of these cloud packages are GDPR safe. Even now, Google are considering two-factor authentication as standard, and the access of third-party apps are being withdrawn. I have been drawn to the fact, too, that some companies are not exactly clear on their communication with their customers. I had one particular communication, which meant that the company took my money without really informing me or even giving me the option to downgrade if I so wished. And so I've taken the step of looking at a package that will enable me to store my data securely and have much more control over how it is shared. Now, in some situations, sharing is great, and I would like that to happen. So I would use packages that will allow sharing to take its form. Dropbox is very good for mobile devices in sharing, but its data protection is a little bit dubious and not GDPR. And that applies to certain aspects of other packages. Is Microsoft UK-based? Certainly a UK address to it, which is intriguing, but I don't know if it's UK-based or whether it's based in the States. There is one company that is operating, and it's called Nimbox, and that is one that I'm signing up to recently, and I'm just transferring data across to that. But we stray from the concept of integrated packages, other than all my stuff in one place, which is going to be good news for those pupils who have struggled with organisational issues. So it's not device dependent. I can be using many different devices. If the stuff is stored on the cloud, I can access it from any terminal or any computer I log into. It's that logging in which is the key factor. And two-factor authentication gives you that certain protection that only you are allowed in to your wall and your stuff. Nobody else can have that. So that's really all I have to say about integrated packages to this evening. I do wish you a very Merry Christmas, and our next podcast will be after Christmas, as yet to decide what to talk about. but I'm sure we'll come up with something that will be of interest to listeners. So thank you very much for now.